Yo, what up, world?
Yep, guess who's back in town?
Fatter than ever, Fukuoka Fat Guys.
Yeah, welcome back, Tucker.
Yeah, we had episode 20, man.
20.
I bet everybody thought we was bullshitting on this, like we've got the big 2-0. Now yeah. They know we serious, right?
I don't know, 20.
Get our sponsorships.
That's about how old girls should be.
God damn. Oh, man. So, yeah,
just for your information, that's Japan's legal age, right? That's when they're considered adults, right?
They have the coming of age ceremony at 20, but at 18, I think they're still legitimately adults, too, like in America. I don't know.
Anthony said it, not me.
That was a trap. That was a trap. Why the fuck did I answer that? I've been gone too long. Oh, shit. How's shit been here?
Same old, man. We had a nice little meeting, got to see all our old coworkers. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a very lively week.
Yeah. Not much going on, though. Not much. How about you?
Jet lagged, still. I rode up halfway up Sakurazaka Hill, and so that took all my energy, and now I want to take a fucking nap. Oh, man, it was so hot outside.
Yeah, too. Summer is here, man. Oh, summer is here.
I fucking hate summer. I just cut my hair yesterday just because I knew how it was going to be today.
Yeah, but so since you've been back, how's that room going?
So this past week I have done absolutely nothing. Now, before anyone jumps on my case, there's a reason.
What's the reason?
Trump did it.
Oh, yeah, Trump.
No.
Homeboy Trump's here.
No. So the thing is that I got to put together my cabinet that I haven't got yet. And I'll probably take that home today. And then the remodeling starts. Got to buy some more shit with money I don't have. I'm already in debt to the loan shark known as your wife. So
shit, man, my room is a mess.
I haven't even seen it yet.
I'm trying to clean it, and you know, like when it gets messier before it gets cleaned.
You just gotta start throwing shit away.
And I was just thinking burning shit.
Burning man right here.
Take a match to it, you know. But yeah, summer. You know, I posted it on the newly minted Fukuoka Facebook page.
Oh, Fat Guy's Facebook.
Yeah, Fukuoka Fat Guy's Facebook. So if you guys want to interact with us, you can interact with us there. Or on the Insta, or on our Twitter.
So we have made an Instagram, a Twitter, and a Facebook to talk to all these motherfuckers we really know already. Like, most of you guys probably got our fucking cell numbers. Like,
yeah, just call us on the cell. Much easier.
Like, at least go to the Facebook page and the Instagram.
Send us naked pics. Dick pics, too.
No! Why do you want dick pics, man?
I sent you mine.
The missile dick. No veins.
No veins.
Forgive my... I'm probably going to sound drunk or tired or a mixture of both. I don't know why I woke up like fucking mad early today.
Nice.
No, I only got like 3 hours sleep. So,
actually, did you hear like if you just for men like one night of bad sleep equals to about a 10-year age, like you're biologically 10 years older.
Well, shit, I must be like 1,000 then right now.
Yeah, maybe that explains your low testosterone. Maybe.
Whoa! Why do I got low set? Where did this happen?
I'm just saying, like...
You're just saying, did you test me?
No, it's a natural fact, though.
Oh, you mean lowering testosterone.
Yeah, it lowers your testosterone.
Oh, I thought you could just call me, like, a punk. Like, I ain't got enough testosterone to kick it. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Oh, man. So, now to the hard part of the podcast.
The reason why we made this page, fitness. Someone was actually talking to us. Hey, man, you guys hard to talk about fitness.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Ambe. Yeah, that piece of shit. So why you got a fitness podcast? You don't talk about fitness. Hey, we got to make sure there's something for everybody.
But anyways, back to the fitness part. Yeah, I've been trying to get on, and I was supposed to be like -2 kilograms every week. I weighed myself the other day and went the opposite direction. Yeah, I'm like 99 kilograms now. It's totally terrible.
I have discovered the way to get past all our buddy issues, all our weight issues, everything. You don't have to change nothing. You don't have to do nothing. You have to do one simple thing.
What's that?
Head to America. Holy shit. When I was in LA, I was fucking skinny out there. God damn, I felt so good. I was like, damn. Like, there's people who couldn't touch their own elbows. Like, so goddamn big.
I'm like, quit talking about me, bitch.
Dude, it was nuts. I was out there. Oh, God. So we went to the Glendale Galleria Mall to do some shopping, right?
Yeah.
And there's a Gold's Gym. And it's fucking huge compared to the little closet we got out here in Tingen. But it's kind of fucked up. Because as soon as you walk into the food court, there's a bunch of banners for fucking Gold's Gym. Now, that seems kind of dick to me. Hey, you guys want to eat some of the diabetes fries and shake and stuff? Well, guess what? Here's a bunch of pictures of fucking sexy people who are going to the gym on the second floor. Right across from the gym, a fucking restaurant. Like, it was hilarious. I'm like, why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know. That's how the whole Planet Fitness, right? Like, Planet Fitness has a one... once a month they have all you can eat pizza, like pizza days, you know. They
bring Planet Fitness is that gym that's always on like people's YouTube things.
Yeah,
like
the lunk alarm. You can't deadlift if you look good and you wear tank tops. They tell you to stop body shaming the members.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a video on YouTube where the guy was that the one where the guy like loped up and started throwing shit. Like he grunted by accident and.
Yeah,
they told him to leave, and he started like throwing weights and shit and breaking.
Yeah, that's the one.
Everybody, this episode is sponsored by Planet Fitness. Give him a shout out.
That's my kind of gym.
Pizza. What is pizza? Do they even the dumbbells are like pies and shit? Like what?
Man, but the thing is, like the membership's only $10 a month, though.
Really?
Yeah.
And they give you a fucking pizza week or a pizza day.
Once a month pizza. You know, so it's all good.
Fuck that. Yeah, no, it was amazing. I forgot what big people look like swole motherfuckers too.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
So they had all kinds of variety there? Big, small,
we tall, had every race.
People
every
of Walmart.
People of Walmart. That was the only place I didn't go was Walmart. I went to Target.
Target.
We were family. We fancy. We go to Target all the time. No, it was just weird not to be fat anymore. Like, out here, so Robert came down to visit me for a little bit. He said the same thing. He said, I went to Japan and felt like a fat ass. So then I went home and he was like, woohoo! You
know? I'm back, baby!
I know, shit. Lost all that weight that I didn't gain. So, no, I didn't weigh myself, so... you guys.
We couldn't take the over and under on Tucker's weight gain.
No, I weighed myself before I left, so I fucking haven't been to the gym this whole week. So whatever I gain is gonna be there. I'll try and go tomorrow so I can hurt my feelings and post it on
the Insta.
The Insta Facebook.
I say it's five kilos.
You think I went up 10 fucking pounds?
Yep.
Fuck that. I don't know, maybe. I didn't
eat. Before he weighs himself, he's gonna like work out, do some cardio.
Gonna sit in the sauna.
Sit in the sauna and like.
After today's episode, I'm just gonna sit in the sauna and then get out tomorrow. See what I could sweat off. But no, so yes, went to LA, did a lot of stuff, felt good about my body, but.
Did you go to the TSA?
Oh, the TSA, they have you walking like a fucking mini golf course now. When I came back, I had to walk past the dog, and then that led me to the people who check, you know, your bags and stuff, your carry-ons.
Yep.
And it's fucking night and day, because in Japan, they're just like, take out your stuff and put it in, and then I was like, oh, well...
That's what she said.
I was like, do I need to take off my belt? And they're like, no, if it rings you, we'll just wand you. You know, they're very kind about it. And the fucking TSA, they're just going, bags open, the iPads and laptops, do not put them on top... And he was just repeating, do not put them on top of each other. Ma'am, open your... And you're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, what about the people that don't speak English, you know? Like, LA is like a major commuting hub... From people of, like, all countries, and they all expect people to understand only English.
Well, I mean, everyone goes through this, so that's, like, the good part. But, yeah, I made it through the metal detector. I didn't get molested this time. I didn't feel any safer, and it was just like, holy hell.
No back of the hand?
No back of the hand. Touching they didn't love me.
Scrotum.
And, dude, that flight, 13 goddamn hours coming home, holy hell. That's a long-ass fucking flight.
That is a long flight, man.
Yes, but... and it makes you hate rich people seeing those rich motherfuckers get on first. Apparently $15,000 for first class. And yeah, I just wanted to fight them for no reason. Just, they're flaunting it. It's like, oh, they get to get on first. They get to get off first. They get to get their bags first. Okay, they get to get my foot in their ass first, too.
But they did pay $15,000.
Hey, I don't give no fucks, all right? After a 13-hour flight, I was trapped in between an old man and an old woman, and the old man kept taking off his shoes and putting them on the fucking wall in front of us because we had, like, the exit row. And the old lady, she was my homie. We didn't speak a lick of whatever we were talking, but we had that psychic connection. Mm. But yeah, the old man, I had to like knock his feet down like 80 times just to get out.
So you're gonna hit the gym this week?
Yeah. Goal is every day after work, so we shall see if I can make any actual losses. In fact, we still gotta do food prep.
Yeah.
Fuck, are we gonna do that today? I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to ask me and maybe we can get her to do it.
So what do you think? You think you're going to be ready for the summer? Or is it going to be like my picture? 2018 crossed out, 2019 crossed out, 2020 crossed
out. I'm just going to put 2025. Just put 2025. Let's just put it there. Well, by 2025, no. By summer, let's see. Honestly, like, with, I think I can lose some if I go nuts. No, fuck it. I think I can. I think I can lose
10 kilos.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 kilos too.
You got it.
I can do that. I mean, but it's not going to be enough for what I want, but it'll be a start. I think that's an attainable goal with realistic parameters. My English has gone to shit again since I came back. I was trying to use big words in front of everybody back home. I was like, oh.
Realistic expectation?
Yeah, there it is. Within the realm of realistic expectation. So, yes. The thing is the staying constant, like the scheduling with work and rehab. Like, I just got a new rehab guy. So the little lady who was helping me out at rehab, they just took her away from me. And they're like, we're going to send you to a pro. And then I'm like, all right. And now I'm like, fuck, he's still not as good as the little lady. So I have gotten a lot more power back in my right hand. Shut up. I know you're going to talk about some one-handed exercises. No. But yeah.
I can help you if you don't have the right power, you know.
No, what the fuck? Don't touch me. What about you? You gonna try and do the same thing?
I'm gonna try to lose 10 kilos and we'll see how it goes. I actually got my Zozo suit.
Zozo?
It's a suit that you put on and then you take pictures and it measures your body. So I'm gonna take measurements so it'll tell me like how big my right leg is and how big my penis is and that kind of shit. But yeah.
So it's gonna say file not found.
Fucker. That was a good one.
I like that. Oh, Zozo's.
Or is it objects in computer maybe bigger than they see?
No, bitch. In the mirror maybe bigger than. Oh shit. Oh, so I've never even heard of this. Zozo suit?
I'll post it on the Facebook page. It's basically a suit that you put on. You look like you're fucking a black ninja with white dots. Oh. And it 3D maps your body by taking pictures with the iPhone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it takes the measurements. And so, yeah, my measurements are very sad.
Yeah, I guess I'll post those on the Instagram too. I'm going to post the picture of my shoe that just died a day ago.
Are you serious?
What I happened? Was walking home and the heel of my K-Swiss shoe. Fuck, it just opened up and just separated.
Shit.
Oh, dude. Like, I have to post it. Like, people have to see how far I wear my shoes because I hate shoe shopping. I have to thank Lily again for getting me my new Adidas. But, oh, God, I need to shut the fuck up with shit I say out here. So, when Robert came down to L.A., I got to meet his lady, Isabella.
Yep.
Yeah, optometrist. She will look at your glasses and tell you which eye is fucked up and like your lenses and shit.
Optometrist is the person who look at your eyes.
Isn't it?
And your balls, right?
What? Why would they look at your fucking balls?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong.
God damn it.
Sorry. I mistook the profession.
I forgot what I was going to fucking say now. What was I talking about? He said, motherfucker. So people be listening to shit I say?
Oh.
Uh-huh. And then they be like, oh, well, I thought you said that this and this happened. Because she was asking me, you know, she kept trying to introduce me to girls. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, well, on the podcast, you're talking. I was like, you listen to my fucking podcast? She's like, yep. I was like, damn, I gotta be careful now. I'm gonna be trying to holler at some chick, and she's gonna call me for my bullshit. Be like, I heard what you said on that podcast.
Yep, we're gonna give alcohol to Anthony before he does the podcast.
Oh, no. Take off the filter. I was told that I need to let loose a little more. But nobody understands that I'm so paranoid to say something. The fuck does that have to do with letting loose?
I'm gonna suck you off so you
can. God damn it, no!
Oh, sorry. I don't do that anyway.
I don't do it anymore. File not found. Oh, but either way, we want to give a shout out to Isabella, our new listener.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, she hung out with me and the fams all weekend. I guess I can tell you guys about my fucking adventure to LA. If y'all would like to hear. So, it was my cousin Kayla's graduation. She graduated from Fullerton. She got her degree in psychology. And holy shit, like, that school was so big, they had 4 or 5 different ceremonies going on at the same time. Like we were in a stadium, some others were in another field, and beautiful service, all that stuff. But holy shit, the people who went first were the people with their master's degree, right? I hated it. Because you got to hear the person's name, the name of their thesis. And now that's what took it. There was maybe 20, 26 people with their master's. And it's like, Cobb Attack, master's in jerking off little penises with a pinky and also picking your ear with a Q-tip and blah, 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 blah. And his teacher was Mia. And you're like, holy fuck, we got to do this 26 times? And they have to wait and they have to pose for the picture. Fucking hated it.
Wow. Damn, boy. No sympathy for the people that had to go to school for 6 years.
You know who I had sympathy for? The dude who was at the end. After all this, pretty much, where people saw their kid walking into the diploma, motherfuckers started leaving. So the last guy, you know, fucking, I don't know, Xavier, Xanthropope, whatever the fuck his name was, this fool started running up and down the aisles. He did not give two shits. It was hilarious. But, yeah, I got to surprise my cousin. She didn't know I was coming down. Like I said, Robert came to see me, his girl, my buddy Josh, he brought his fucking kids.
They live pretty far, huh? Like, from...
They live in my hometown. We're all in Atwater. So, actually, I was born in Glendale. I don't know why I said... So, yeah. Born in L.A., but I lived in Atwater. So, hell, the people came down. I fucked up, though. I didn't tell my cousin Derek. I thought I did. And then I got yelled at by him. He was like, thanks a lot, fucker. And I was like, oh. So, my mission was to eat food and go shopping. The clothes I have on today... these are some stuff I bought out there. Well, the shorts are Hawaii, but the top, my Adidas, this, I got it at Ross for $5.
Nice, Ross. I'm not Ross, even dress for less.
Dude, this shit is $5. I was like, Asia was like, get it. I was like, fuck yeah, $5. You can't be mad.
I can get two.
I almost did. But there was more security for me buying $20 worth of shit at Ross than there was in the mall in Glendale. It was kind of hilarious.
Really?
I'm not even playing. You're
talking about loss prevention dudes? Or
yeah, like in Ross, so when you go try stuff on, you have to put it on a pre-hanger, like this in front of this lady, and she gives you a clip with how many pieces of clothing you're taking inside.
Yeah.
And then when you come out, there's not the same amount, you know, they'll, I guess, pat you down or use the back of their hand or whatever.
Or suck you off.
I don't think it's going to go that far. But at the places with shit that's way more expensive, like... There was like, you know, fucking shirts for like, well, for me expensive, like $90. I'm like, what the fuck? I want a $90 shirt. But I guess I gotta thank my little sister, the demon queen, for helping me buy new clothes.
Nice. Hey, Asia.
Yeah, she came out. She came to see me. She picked me up from the airport. 30 miles, 2.5 hours. From the airport to my uncle's house, 2.5 fucking hours. Holy shit, LA, I hate your fucking traffic.
Did you hear about that Burger King thing?
Burger King, what happened?
So Burger King just surpassed Chick-fil-A, I think. Chick-fil-A is the number one fast food chain, growing fast food chain. So like in terms of sales for the quarter. But Burger King started this thing where if you're stuck in traffic, they'll target the billboard and say like, oh, we've noticed that you've been stuck in traffic and it hit your app up. Would you like a cheeseburger? And then so like you can order stuff while you're in traffic and then they'll deliver it.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
Whoever thought about that deserves some money. That's some awesome marketing, man.
Dude, I did not know. Like, after coming... So, going to LA, it was like 10 hours, right?
Yeah.
So, I had to go to Korea and then go to LA. And, you know, everything with that, that was like 12 hours altogether. Get there, another 2.5 hours. Worst part, my mom had to pee the whole time. And so, what are we doing in the car? We're making her laugh. We're just about to make her blow. Oh, we are some horrible children. Yeah. Oh, and my mom came out to see me. We had fun. All these motherfuckers were staying up later than I am. The next part, no one's going to believe me, but because of my jet lag, I didn't sleep past 5 a.m. Well, 7:30. I was up before everybody, all every day. It was nuts. It was like, I felt like a kid again. Even my mom, she's like, oh, I used to remember when you were doing this shit when you were a kid. And I was like, haha, don't lie. But, yes. Going there, we stayed at my uncle's house. Ambe came down with his girl, Lauren. Shout-outs to Lauren. Fuck you, Ambe. They kicked it with me a day.
And yeah, I saw you ate some Five Guys, motherfucker.
I've never had that before. I've heard of it, but I never had it, so.
What'd you think?
It's food. I was good with it. I had Five Guys. I had In-N-Out. I had three different Mexican places that was not fucking Taco Bell or Del Taco.
Oh, such a loss.
Fuck those places. We went to real spots. And
real.
What else did we have? I was just like, once I got the Mexican off the way, I was good. Went to, like, American Sports Bar. Holy shit. L.A. has gotten so gentrified now, which I guess is a good thing if you like money, but bad if you live there.
If you don't have money.
I know. No. But it was nuts. Like, all these places I went growing up, I'm like, why are there so many white folks out here? And my uncle was like, oh, yeah, there's Asians, too. So congratulations, guys. You're in the ghetto or you're changing it for the good. But no, it was fucking amazing. My cousin, she had her party at my auntie's house. And yeah, my cousin has 5 tattoos now. The last time I saw her, she was 12. So she's not only a grown up now, but she has like all these fucking tattoos. And I'm like, I don't know how to feel about this. And her friends, apparently I've met these people at like family gatherings or something. I don't know who the fuck they were. They're like, oh, hey, you're Kayla's cousin, aren't you? You're Anthony. And I'm like, who the fuck are you, sir? What would you like? You trying to fight me? All these women, she's got some pretty friends too, and I'm like, but they're only like 22, so I'm like, stay the fuck away from me.
How do you feel about girls wearing Lululemon everywhere?
Oh my god, I love fucking yoga pants. I have never seen, but I also saw, you get to see the good and the bad. That's the thing about America. So yeah, I felt fit out there, but holy shit, like I saw pants that like the seams were just like splitting. Like
yeah. Camel toe was a real problem. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That's my aircon.
Oh, it's talking to us. No, fucking, it was amazing seeing it. Like, you could see, like, the outline of thongs and shit. Oh, I stopped talking to people mid-sentence. I just start staring.
Did you pop one?
No, motherfucker. Out in public? What the fuck you think? Just gonna just let it stand up? No. You just enjoy the scenery. It's like appreciating nature.
So you didn't get excited?
God damn it, shut the fuck up. I'm telling you, I'm appreciating the beauty of women out there.
I thought your testosterone might be a little low.
Fuck you. But it, you know what was weird is seeing women who were bigger than me, like
wearing yoga pants.
Exactly. I'm not even playing. Hey,
not that there's a problem with it, you know. Girl, if you feel good in that shit, you rock it.
Just apologize to your yoga pants after. Like, I don't wear no spandex.
I'll wear thongs in spandex, motherfucker.
No, it was nuts. I got to see tons and tons of yoga pants. And just forgot about, like, American sexiness. Like, how we like to be sexy out there.
And there's none of this cute bullshit.
Yeah, it was nice.
But did you know how much those pants cost?
Like the yoga pants?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 10 bucks, 20 bucks? How much we talking?
$140.
You were fucking full of shit.
I'm not joking.
$140 for some yoga pants.
Yeah.
And all these motherfuckers are out there wearing a... God damn. Am I just fucking cheap? Like, no wonder I don't have mood lighting and shit. Holy fuck. $140 for some pants.
Yeah, so that's what is really weird. It's like, people are like, oh, fuck. $70. That's a lot for the gym. But I'll pay $140 for a pair of yoga pants. One pair.
Well, women drop money in different ways than us. I know, like, purses and shit can cost, like, 600 to, like, 3 grand, like, shit.
10
like
grand, that. Yeah.
So, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised over some fucking yoga pants, but don't be yelling at me when I buy a fucking video game or something, because that shit isn't even
happening. Pennies.
I must say that's, like, a third of yoga pants? Fuck that. But I do appreciate yoga pants, so I can't be mad. But I'm a little mad. Like, I guess that's why men have to pay for shit all the time.
And how about the man bun people? You like that shit?
Oh, God, those motherfuckers are so annoying. Every time I saw them, I'm like, avocado toast? Avocado toast? Oh, it was weird. My last night there, me and my cousin went to get dinner, and there was a homeless guy with a sign, and it was like a millennial homeless dude. He had a pet. He had his head down, and he's holding his dog, and he's like, I'm out on the street because they won't allow animals into homeless shelters. Don't ignore me. Don't pretend not to see me. Blah, 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 blah. And it was this whole thing. And it was like he was demanding money for being homeless, but all his clothes were clean. The dog was groomed. He was sitting on like this piece of carpet. And so I got kind of angry. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, you're begging for money and like new ass clothes and a man bun. And you're homeless? Like, maybe I caught him day one, but the pessimism came back when I went back to America. So I didn't, I'm not as I mean,
you sympathetic. Just don't, you, don't, yeah. you don't have the empathy for the groomed homeless person?
Well, because like he's the only homeless person I saw in this newly gentrified area where there was like a Tesla motor shit dealership really right next to him.
I don't know. Anyone who lives in a neighborhood that sells Tesla, fuck.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being fucked up, but yeah, it was interesting. I did a lot of riding around L.A., me and Robert went to go get some beers, this Grim Reaper beer. Fucking, it was a place called Electric. And so we woke up mad early to go buy beer at 11 o'clock. We were going to get there at 10:30, you know, so we could get in line and shit. And I think without traffic, it would take about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. But it takes us like an hour and a half to get there. Not too bad. But it's about 9:45, and you know, we still got another 30 minutes or so to get there. Fucking the people who are selling this IPA, you know, special brew beer, they decide to sell it early. So we're like, motherfucker, we're driving all this way, we're not, might not even be guaranteed to get the beers we want. So we go there, and it's nuts because like there's so many people awake on like a Saturday to line up for this beer that, you know, very few people know of, and everybody's nice and friendly. That's the weird shit. I forgot how friendly Californians are, like just chatting you
up. Yeah, yeah. Actually, most Americans are pretty, like, conversation-wise. They'll just make conversation.
Fuck that. Not in Vegas. In Vegas, they're like, why are you talking to me? You know, fucking, what do you know? What can you do for me? That's the Vegas talk.
You just know douchebags.
Exactly. That's what it was. So I'm out there, and there's all these people. They're super nice. And we wound up buying, like, fucking $200 worth of beer.
So you got the beer that you guys wanted?
Yeah, he got there was three different sets, and he got the max of the all three for him, and then me and his girlfriend Isabella, we bought, you know, whatever extra stuff. But I felt bad because we cleared out the last of like one crate of shit. So whoever was behind us, they didn't get it. And then we drank beer after buying beer, and I was still drunk from the day before because I went out drinking with my cousin Marcus. And that was nuts, too. I hadn't seen my cousin Marcus in, like, you know, 15 years. So last time I saw him, I wasn't even 21.
Isn't it weird, like, how time, like, changes lots of things? All your cousins' little friends now have titties.
That's pretty much what happened. And I don't know who the fuck they are.
Maybe Wait, admit it. You were looking at the titties, weren't you?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. You probably, whoever you are, you're probably listening to this.
No.
He was looking at your titties.
No. I don't know what you're...
He was imagining motorboating those...
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. No, but like...
Not that there's anything wrong with it. I mean,
oh, my God.
We're not saying that he would or would not. But if I was Anthony, I would be motorboating.
You just go, oh, hey, nice to meet you. It was just weird. But I haven't hung out with my older cousin Marcus, like I said, since I was 19. We went and watched like Kobe and fucking Shaq play on the Lakers.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So after my cousin's graduation, I thought he'd just want to go home. You know, he's a family man. He's like, hey, let's go get something to eat. And he takes me to where all these bankers that work at B of A hang out, and we're eating fucking hot wings and shrimp, and we're drinking beer. So I have these two big-ass beers with him, and then I go back home, kick it with Robert and him, drink the rest of the fucking alcohol that we could. Woke up still drunk. I was so goddamn mad. And then we went on the adventure for more fucking beer. So, yeah, I was doing it real hard. I was,
The inebriated vacation.
Oh, God, I was so fucking drunk. Just for those 2 days. And then... dealing with all the family drama. Holy shit, I forgot about that. And you know what the best part was? None of it was my fault. I wasn't in no trouble. Everybody was just happy to see me, which is fucked up. But I was just... oh, God, there was so much shit. I had forgotten, like, I don't know, you got family drama, right? Everybody has family drama.
Family equals drama.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So it was every little small thing, you know, people not saying hello, fucking money, just whatever, but I was just happy to see everybody. I mean, I met people I hadn't seen since I was like 3. And what's the question they ask you? Do you remember me? Motherfucker, I'm 36 fucking years old. You saw me when I was 3. You know, what do you remember about being 3? I don't even remember being 3, right?
I do.
No, what the fuck do you remember about being 3?
I remember that I had a mom. I remember that I had a dad.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
Back then, I liked titties.
Touche. All right. You know, well played. Well played, sir. I'll give you that. No, I met people who went to school with my auntie. I guess they used to babysit my mom or vice versa. And just, yeah, people I haven't seen in so long. And they want to ask, do you fucking remember me? When my buddy brought his kids over there, I haven't seen them since they were 5.
Did you say that?
Nope. I said, you probably don't remember me, but... And they said, we know exactly who the fuck you are. And I was like, the one time someone doesn't say it, they fucking know. I felt betrayed.
Should have said, do you remember me?
I don't know, man. No, I wish I could have gone to Vegas and seen my buddies and hung out with everybody, but I do appreciate everybody who did come to see me. I didn't think I was going to see Ambe's punk ass, but there he did. He showed up and he was laughing at my uncle's address, like 169.
69 Manor. Your uncle played that perfectly.
Oh, dude, my uncle was cooking. He has never cooked before. And he cooked me breakfast twice. He cooked dinner like 4 times. Like, how much, what was the over-under on my weight? Like, maybe I want some of that action.
5 kilograms. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, dude, but it was so fun, like, just hanging out, fucking seeing all the American cars and shit. They got little plug-in cars at the plug-in areas at the mall. It was fucking nuts. Yeah.
So, you didn't get the number one ask question that I get?
What?
When you moving back?
Oh, no. I got fucking cornered. These motherfuckers, it was like an intervention. You know, Anthony, we don't want to just hurt your feelings, but when the fuck you coming home? And it's like, ah, shit. And, you know, I'm trying to ninja vanish my big ass out of there, but, you know, I'm too fucking big to get away.
Did you close your eyes?
We're all black, Carl. We're not going to disappear. My grandma would get me. My aunties would get me. You know, of course, my mom got me, like everybody. So they, in fact, they were making plans to send me home.
Yeah, I mean, it does look, it's pretty attractive to get home, you know? Like,
I was thinking about going to LA to move back and get, you know, to maybe get a real job outside of teaching. But fuck that traffic. Like, road rage, I think, should be allowed out there. Because that shit, it didn't make any fucking sense. We were on the fucking freeway for 2.5 hours. You would think there would be a car crash or some sort of shit, some bad merging. But no, all of a sudden it just starts fucking going. Like 2.5 hours later, where at some point it's like, you can drive now. Makes no fucking logical sense. I would fight everyone. If I saw a nun, I would punch her in the fucking face because that traffic makes no sense to me. All right? Don't laugh at me. Oh, I forgot about my misadventure. My last night.
What happened?
So
did you get hookers again?
Oh, God. I hung out with my fucking cousin.
Oh,
God.
Your cousin got your hookers.
No, she would not do that. She's too young.
Oh,
so,
sorry, cousin.
Everybody who came to see me left the day before I left. So Robert and Isabella went out and took my mom home. My buddy Josh and his family dipped out. And Ambe came that day, hung out with him. And then he left because I had to go hang out with my cousin. At my cousin's party, they were like, hey, do you want to go and get a pedicure with your cousin? And I'm like, you want me to get my hands done? And they're like, it's your feet. I'm like, oh, I don't care. That's what she wants. You know, I came here to see her thing. So I thought it was a joke. We went to this bougie-ass place in the newly gentrified area to get, like, a pedicure in this spa. And, like, I'm afraid because, like, as we're walking in, there are no dudes. And I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers are going to think, like, I'm a pervert or, you know, something. Hey, girl, what you doing? So I'm over here, and I shit you not, every day I was wearing, like, nice shoes, like, nice clothes, like, collared shirt or something. fucking the last day when it's time to go see all these beautiful women in the spa, I'm wearing a fucking Punisher t-shirt. And it was only because that was the last thing I had left. I'm like, I'm probably going to have just free time on my last day just to bullshit. So here I am with like a jacket and a Punisher shirt on, looking like a fucking anime nerd. And we get this hour pedicure, and my feet are still fucking soft right now. It was the crazy experience. I had this fucking rainbow bath and shit, and then they started like cutting your cuticles, and they glossed my toenails. I don't even know what the fuck that was. And holy shit, no wonder women do all this shit.
Yes.
They're over there, they're talking to me, they're like, oh, you speak Japanese? Tell us how to say something, blah, 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 blah. And somebody asked me to tell them how to say dumb shit out there.
You say tabita.
Shut up, fuck you. I'm not going to say I want to eat. No, but it was nuts because, yeah, fucking, I got a pedicure right before I went on a flight back to Japan. And it was amazing. Yeah. Shit's expensive, though. Holy fuck.
And they got, how much did you tip?
We had gift cards, so we dropped like 20 bucks. Huh. So yeah, it was nice though. It was they pamper the shit out of you. It felt so weird walking after that. And then no, there's no jerk off. This is a legit spa, goddammit. Oh
damn it, no happy endings.
But yeah, and then after that we went to eat Mexican food, and I saw on the menu nachos for $7. That's like 700 yen for you who don't know, and taquitos, the roll tacos, for 10. And now I'm used to eating in Japan. So I was like, I'll get both of those and a taco. And the lady looks at me and she's like, you sure you want to do that? And I'm like, is it big? And she's like, oh, I'm just telling you. I mean, you sure you want to do that? And I'm like, all right, cut the taco out. So for $7, she brought me a mountain of fucking nachos. I was like, holy shit, there's no way I'm eating this. And the taquitos, for those of you who take Spanish, like anything with ito on the end means like small. Yeah, that was fucking like gigantic. I don't even know what to say. Like Cuban cigar size taquitos. So yeah, I couldn't finish that shit. I'm too used to eating in Japan, so I overordered a lot. But yes, my trip was great. Thank you to everyone who came down to see me. Congratulations to my cousin. She might be coming down to see me.
Yeah, congratulations.
Kayla, yes, tugboat. So we might have her come down to visit in a month or two.
It'll be actually pretty good to have her on the podcast since she's a psychology major.
Oh,
she
dude.
Can analyze your ass.
It's weird too, because like she has a lot of new age thinking, like millennial stuff. She was talking about how she doesn't want to eat meat even though she loves meat, and she was like really worried about the work or being eco-friendly and shit like that.
Well, yeah, it's actually a really valid argument, you know, like meat is not going to be sustainable, you know.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna have to eat bugs and shit. So
well, actually, you heard what they did like with farming and stuff, right? So they were able to clone meat, but they classified it as non-meat so that it wouldn't... Like, farmers, they didn't want... We could have meat without killing animals now. There was a way that was, like, scientifically, they found a way to reproduce or either clone or whatever, genetically make meat, but they made it... They classified it as, like, a GMO or something like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And actually, so everything was the same, the protein, all the shit, but... Farmers didn't want to go out of business with all the farmland they got. Because, like, what do you do after you don't eat cows? Like, you got milk and then pork and shit. Like, what do you do with all that, those animals? So, I think we could do without the killing of the animals, but farmers don't want that to happen, so...
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, like, everyone's all up in arms about this GMO shit, but if you really, really think about it, like, everything's been, like, it's been modified. Like... An apple didn't look like that before. You know, like it was mostly seeds, but we grew our corn and our apples and our fruits to create lots of like yield because we wanted to feed more people.
Yeah, and but, it's all what do you say, lobbying and stuff, you know. It's big industries don't want to lose money. That was fucking nuts. While I was in the States watching like TV, we have so much time, like so many commercials about fucking pharmaceuticals.
Big pharma, man.
Holy shit. And I mean, for like anxiety medicine. Yeah. Anxiety medicine. There was one that said side effects may include paralysis.
And death.
No, that will become permanent. So I don't know about anyone who has anxiety. I'm not trying to talk shit about anxiety. But your choice is to take this medicine to maybe deal with anxiety. And be paralyzed or die, or just keep the anxiety until something better comes along. Like, holy shit. But yeah, it was just,
yeah, those disclaimers are long too, like side effects may include, like,
yeah, with the drop of the oxygenarian, like, side effects may include 25 35 35, yeah, fucking, I was just, it was amazing. It's weird going back and seeing all the stuff, all the cell phone commercials. We got my mom a new cell phone, but I guess how they do cell phone contracts are different now too.
Yeah.
You know how we're like under SoftBank and we get our phone through SoftBank? Like, yep. They don't do that anymore out there, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear about the U.S. government's attack on Huawei?
Huawei, that's a Chinese company, right?
Yeah, so even Japan is starting to boycott Huawei. Since Google won't allow Google to be on the Huawei phones anymore, mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't want Huawei phones because they don't want to be like snooped on. Like,
so. They don't want it without like some of the perks. I don't know. Like, Trump's going to town with this whole
China war. It's a war, man. They're in war right now.
I heard farmers are taking a big hit, though. They're not too happy with the how things are going. I mean, I don't know what the end game is for this either. Like, is he doing this because he thinks it's actually going to help us, or is he doing this to take our focus off something else right now? You know, it's hard to tell. Like. And the people who are in between who are getting affected by this, I feel bad for them. But
yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. But yeah.
Speaking of people who get fucking just in between shit, you saw Ron Honor get drop kicked.
Oh shit! Yeah, like a boss though. He's all like, I just thought I got bumped in the crowd. Happens a lot.
Yeah, fucking South Africa. Those dudes were all. That dude was such a scrawny guy too. Like this big old beefed up dude, like is holding him by the neck and shit. And I'm like, oh. Seems a little excessive for...
That dude fucking... He was waving at the camera, doing his little woo-woo. And he fucking runs from across the gym and fucking
launches. There was video before that. Oh, I never saw that part. I just saw...
He fucking launches. And Arnold just... I'm just glad I didn't interrupt my Snapchat.
Fucking A, that man's a beast.
Yeah, dude, at 70 years old.
God damn.
Awesome. Did you see that thing I posted on the Fukuoka... The fat guy's page?
Fukuoka Facebook? Fat guy's Facebook? No, yeah. What did you post?
I posted Scared Shit Fitness.
Scared Shit Fitness? What's
it's
that?
It was like a Comedy Central skit about like people who are... they use your worst fears to like motivate you. So if you hate clowns, they'll send a clown and chase you and shit. Mormons chasing you and fuck.
Isn't that... That's like... that old joke, you know. There was like a super fat guy, and you know, to train him, they put this beautiful woman in front of him and said, if you catch me, you can do whatever you want to me. And so the motherfucker ran, you know, he's after this chick, bam, gets her, greatest day of his life. He wants to lose more weight. He goes back, and then they go two girls, you know, if you catch me, you can do whatever you want with me. He's like, two of them. Motherfucker runs like lightning, just bam, bam, bam. So this fool loses all this weight. And he's just, he doesn't give a fuck about weight. He's just like, dude, catching the women and getting to do what he wants. He's like, oh, this is great. The last one, he's looking and it's just him and this other dude. And he's like, where are the ladies at? And he's like, oh, no, you're at the master level. And he's like, well, what's going to happen now? It's like, you run. If I catch you, I get to do what I want to you. So I was like, that's what that kind of reminds me of.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
No, fucking A.
So what is your take on the new DC Batman?
Oh, they haven't announced. They were talking about it, right? Did they actually say it's going to be him?
I think it's going to be
Pattinson. Oh, my God. So, for those of you who don't know, the douchey main guy from Twilight.
Hey, you take that back. Shiny vampires is a thing.
Shiny vampires are so lame. Mia's giving the down thumb downs.
No, I think he's going to be a good Batman.
He's going to be a shitty Batman. They said, oh, we need a white guy. Let's pick a fucking doorknob of a personality, dude.
And Ben Affleck was anything.
Ben Affleck was shit too. What? You want to fucking go? You want to nerd out? Let's nerd out. Christian Bale was good because he was cheap and no one knew who the fuck he was. Yeah. Christian Bale was coming off that movie Equilibrium, which nobody saw, which had good action. Bam, did Batman, blew up, and then got a big ass head.
Wasn't he popular for the movie where he lost a shit ton of weight though?
I don't know what the fuck that is. So obviously no. In the nerd world, he didn't exist until Equilibrium and then Batman. And then he pissed off. He got yelled at somebody in Terminator. Remember that? That clip of him like, you're never going to work here again. I mean, you seem like a nice guy, but you guys should look that up. Either way, Christian Bale, he made sense. He had like some sort of masculinity to him. Like Robert Pattinson, I don't know. I've only seen him in the first Twilight movie that I saw, and it was just fucking lame. I mean, everyone's like, he's not going to be a sparkly vampire in real life, but I don't like Ben Affleck. Why'd they put that old ass man in that situation? They knew goddamn well, hey, we're gonna start a new DC universe. Let's get Grandpa Batman in there.
Yeah, I think he was good on Daredevil, huh?
The best
Daredevil ever. The only thing
Ben Affleck did good was Gone Girl, and that's because the motherfucker wrote it. He wanted to be Batman. I give him props for being a nerd, but he was a shit Batman. He was the shittiest part of fucking that crap ass Justice League. Right? Wonder Woman, she was good. Fucking Aquaman. Superman.
I don't talk about Aquaman.
That half-naked bastard.
Fucking.
The Flash. No one gives a fuck about The Flash.
Like The Flash.
Not that one. He's shit. And then Cyborg. He was in there just to meet fucking racial numbers. They're like, oh, we got a black person. All right. Diversity.
So what's the fallout with Brightside?
Which one?
There's a movie that mimics...
Brightburn.
Brightburn.
What about it?
What is the...
It's like the alternate telling of Superman.
Yeah, yeah, but like, how do people feel about it?
How do people... Well...
I love it. I like, ooh, it looks good.
Well, that's not the first one. So some people who actually been writing comics for a long time, there was a series called Boys, and that was back when I was fucking in college, and the guy who wrote that actually hated superheroes. He loved comics, but he hated superheroes. And the whole thing was like this group of anti-heroes who would just fuck up superheroes, fuck up people and kill them. And yeah. It was nuts. But Brightburn is a horror.
I don't know. It looks like a comedy.
Comedy. Oh, Superman's going nuts and killing everybody.
No, dude, that's what I thought. Like, if people were going to bully someone and like...
But no one's bullying the kid.
No, in the movie, it shows him he got bullied a bit. Uh-oh. And like, he just goes nuts.
Because I just saw him like going after his mom and the lady at the restaurant. Yeah,
that one was pretty
cool. So I don't think she bullied him. So I don't know. Like, there's alternate tellings of Superman, though. There's Red Sun, where he gets found by Russia. There was Superman Gods and Monsters, the animated movie, where instead of his dad being Kal-El, no, Jor-El, that's his dad, it's Zod.
Zod?
Yeah, so it's Zod and fucking his mom, and so there's like all kinds of like cool shit. There's
alternate timelines?
The Uberman, like that's where he just goes nuts and just was like, I will rule through power, so... You know, no one can be really mad at this if they, like, enjoy comics. So I think it's just going to be a good movie.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, New Mutants is doing the same thing. There's going to be if Disney doesn't scrap it.
Dude, is that the one with Raphael and Leonardo?
Motherfucker, and, you know it's Donatello, not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shit, that's what it's called.
Fuck you.
Oh, you know, they eat pizza and there's a Shredder.
There's a Shredder.
And a rapper, rap, you know, Sensei.
Oh, no.
And then they have a song called New Mutants, New Mutants, New Mutants, right? Something like that.
I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you so much. This is our 20th episode. Fuck this. Oh, man. No, it's Brightburn. I really want to see that. And I hope New Mutants does come out. X-Men, Dark Phoenix, or whatever is coming out.
Yeah, that's real soon, huh?
Yeah, next June 6th, I think, in America. But I can give two shits about that. I still got to watch Shazam. But
oh, Kazam!
Yeah, fuck that.
Nah, but yeah, I guess we should put a bow on this one.
Yeah, sorry for taking up so much of you guys' time. Once again, thank you to everybody who came out.
Just on a final note, the verdict is in, Anthony. A clean room, and mood lighting is out of 10 girls that Mia has surveyed. 10 out of 10. It's important.
Motherfucker. Listen, she's over here nodding. I see you, Mia. Yes, I know it's fucking important. No. All right. This isn't fucking fair. All right. I didn't know I needed a different set of lights to light up the fucking room, aren't they? Right? If you got the woman back to your room and you get laid under fucking sunlight, then, or whatever the hell I got in my room, then that's just, I'm got that much fucking charm, all right? So leave me the fuck alone. I will buy the mood lighting so everybody can get off my fucking case, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Sensitive, aren't we?
Oh, my fucking God. No,
on that note.
Oh, God.
See you guys later.
Peace out. Fuck this.
Bye.